It is. You know what? I'm starting to like recording out here. I like it. It's breezy. It's nice. It's relaxing. Got my drink.
Yeah, it's nice outside. Yeah. I mean, I think because we have so much cold weather.
Yeah.
That the nice weather, like, it's like, I just want to be outside.
We want to make sure we take advantage of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. So we are back with another episode of Café con Canela, episode 2 of season 3. I'm laughing because we started season 3 like in March.
Yeah.
Oh, like a 3-month terrible. Break in okay. Between. Season 3 was one episode, season 4 now. Just kidding. I'm Yesenia.
And I'm Lila.
And today we are with our good friend.
Oh, I'm sorry. Me, Karina.
Yes, you. Our good friend Karina joined us today for a little comadre chat. So, yeah. Thank you for listening. Wait, we're not done yet. This is the beginning. See, now I don't even remember what goes before or after. Whatever. Cue the intro music.
As a group of Latinas from the southeast side of Chicago, we created this platform because,
well, we just have something to say. Join us for laughs, cries, the ups and downs, and a little bit of tea.
Or café. So grab your café con canela.
Or coffee.
And let us be part of your Wednesday morning. Café con canela.
We're back.
That was like
it's like I'm a newbie now. Speaking of new podcasts, oh my goodness. I know you guys did not listen. I don't know. Did you guys watch Laguna Beach?
No.
You didn't, right? I don't know why I was so obsessed with Laguna Beach. I think it was because it was supposed to be reality, but we all knew it wasn't reality. And the way that they did high school was, like, nowhere near, like, how we did high school. Like, these were rich people. So it was intriguing. Anyway, I used to love it. I used to watch it. I also watched the whole, The Hills. And after that, I think they tried, like, The City, but I gave up after that. But recently, you know, since I've been on TikTok, people start talking about The Hills, and then I follow Spencer Pratt, who I hated him on The Hills. He was such a freaking dick. I absolutely love his page now. Like, it's just what hilarious. Like, because now that I'm grown, like, I see why he was perceived like a dick. I mean, he wasn't the nicest, but he points out all the fakeness in The Hills, so he calls it The Spills, and you rewatch the episode, so he goes through the episode, and they say, like, this part, like, they straight up made up, like, this conversation I was having with so-and-so, not with so-and-so, like, they straight up lied. He's like, when they thought that Heidi, his girlfriend was pregnant, she's like, we didn't, like, they told us, like, hey, pretend like you guys are having a pregnancy scare, like, he's like, it was, like, made, like, if they wanted drama, they wanted to give you drama, you know, mm-hmm. He's like, so, like, yeah, they mean, like, a lot of the times, like, I wouldn't do what they wanted me to do, or, so they made me look like a dick, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, so, yeah, I enjoy it, but what I was gonna say is that two of the main people from Laguna Beach, one, Kristen Cavallari, that I hated at the time.
That's the one that was married to the football dude?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes, that's her. So she used to date this guy, Steven, who I actually took a picture with when we went to Vegas, remember? You don't remember? No. When we went to Vegas with Philly and George and, like,
I mean, I remember when we went to Vegas, but I don't
remember. We were at a club and I ran into him and I took a picture with him. Anyway, so they're going to do a podcast, and I guess it's going to be kind of like a spill the tea on The Hills or whatever, or Laguna Beach. They're probably not trying to do basically what Spencer Pratt was doing on this on TikTok, mm-hmm. You know. Anyway, but yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. So yeah, new podcast to listen to. Any new podcast that y'all listening to?
No.
No.
I can't even finish a series on Netflix. So, no, I'm not going to listen to a new podcast.
I'm a visual person.
If it's crazy because, like, when we first started recording the season, well, the first episode, it was about to be, you know, it was like we were looking forward to the summer. And now we're, like, in the middle of the summer. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, it goes by so fast.
Yeah.
But we still have time. We still have time to do things. You know, like,
I think so.
What has your summer been looking like, Karina,
so far? Not much, really. I've just had a lot of, like, family parties, like, back-to-back. And that feels like I get no sleep hanging out with these people.
Your niece's graduation.
My niece's graduation. Aww. Her birthday's coming.
Mm-hmm. How old is she turning?
Not a baby no more. 14.
Wow. 14.
They got exciting trips coming up. I got nothing.
Same.
Yeah.
And Alila, you just came back from Mexico, right?
Yeah, yeah. We went to Mexico for my brother's wedding. Mm-hmm. It was super pretty.
It looked pretty.
Yeah, it was a the
wedding. That makes me want to have a wedding.
Everything looked really nice.
A destination wedding, mm-hmm. whatever I said the backwards.
Yeah, very pretty wedding. Mexico was, I mean, it was nice. It mm-hmm. was, yeah, it was cool. Like, it was a lot of walking. A lot of uphill walking. I was, like, exhausted.
Oh, yeah, I think I would
I needed a vacation from the vacation.
Isn't it always like that? Yeah. I guess it feels like it, yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to that when I go to Mexico that we come back on Sunday and I'm off on Monday. So at least.
Oh, that's nice.
See, it wasn't enough. Like, yeah. We came back Monday night and I had Tuesday off and I went mm-hmm. back to work on Wednesday. And that week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I was just so tired. Oh, I was like, oh, I need a freaking another break.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, like, no, but it was nice to go. That was the only thing that we had planned this summer. And it was kind of hectic leading up to that, you know, mm-hmm. like just getting everything together. And so I'm glad it's done. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of glad that I don't have anything else planned the rest of the summer. So it's more, I feel like I can relax a little more mm-hmm. and just enjoy the actual summer, you know, just,
mm-hmm. yeah.
But I don't have anything else planned. I mean, Alex is doing, what is he doing? He's a junior camp counselor.
My kids love seeing him there. They're like, oh, Alex. Hi, Alex.
He's a camp counselor?
Junior camp counselor. So it's volunteer work. Like, he doesn't get paid for it. But, I mean.
But still.
I like that he decided to do it because otherwise he'd just be sleeping till, like, noon mm-hmm. or 1. Mm-hmm. But now he's out of the house by 9:30. He's there till 4. And yeah, he's been coming home and sleeping like 8 p.m. and he's out because
mm-hmm. he works a lot.
Yes, he's a hardworking boy.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, and you know, he's doing things. You know, he
took it upon himself to want to do.
Yeah,
that?
I think like a couple of his friends had gone to the park.
Excuse the honking. It's so weird to hear people honk. Like, don't you guys got phones?
Yeah, who honks?
Right, it's just like, who rings doorbells now?
I know.
That's true, right? But, yeah, that's it. So, on my end, that's it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, we're going to Mexico. We're going to Playa del Carmen, I think, mm-hmm. In 2 weeks. So,
And what else is coming up this summer?
What's coming up this summer?
Your 40th, bitch!
Oh, my God, yes!
I was like,
yes, my 40th birthday, which I'm super excited about. I'm not done planning yet, but I'm looking forward to it. Like, I'm looking forward to it because I plan on doing things like self-care stuff that I don't ever do.
Okay. Leading up to it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so like the week before my birthday, I plan on getting my eyebrows done, which I haven't gotten my eyebrows done in years. Like, I pluck them when I see a lot of hairs. Like, that's pretty much the gist of it, you know? But I want to get them waxed. I want to get eyelashes because I have none. But I don't want to go out crazy because I want to be comfortable. And then I want to get my nails done. I never get my nails done. You guys know that I don't.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. And I'm going to get my hair done. So I'm going to get my hair done the Thursday before the Friday that we're going to celebrate. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be 90s themed, of course, because, you know. I live in the past. No, but it would be fun to be able to see like everybody's like dressed up in the 90s stuff and right. and I you know like I do want to make my TikTok videos and stuff, so it'd be cool, you know.
I don't even know
what.
Like, what is 90s wear?
90s was a lot of, there was a lot of, neon. Yeah. No, I think it was more 80s.
Neon. I think it's colorful.
I think colorful, like, yeah, like colorful, like the different layers. Like, I know, like, the different layer tank tops. I was big on that. The different layer tank tops. In the early 90s when we were in grammar school, I remember I used to have a shirt that I loved that it looked like it was two shirts that you were wearing, but mm-hmm. it wasn't. It was just one shirt that had two color sleeves. Like, it had, like, the sleeve of another shirt under.
Oh, and I was
obsessed with that shirt because I thought it was just so cool because it was like, you know, I don't know, whatever. So it was in style, but it was like not neon. It was like pink and green, mm-hmm. but they weren't like neon colors, you know, they were just bright. But then it was like, so the beginning, I think of like beginning of 90s, it was like that, like a lot of like layered shirts, mm-hmm. layered tank tops, the socks, like the layered socks even.
That yeah, I don't remember.
See, I used to wear the layered socks in fifth grade because I used to wear the, but was that still 90s? Yeah, that was 90s. That was 90, yeah. 91, 92. I used to wear my, the pants that had like the black, what's it called? The strap thingy. What is it called? It had like the, that went under the foot.
I don't know what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
I used to wear those pants. So I used to wear my favorite outfit. And this is the outfit I wore first day in fifth grade because I started a new school. I wore those pants, and I wore two different socks. And they were different color socks. I don't even remember what color. They could have even been white and pink. I don't know. And you could see the two socks or whatever with my gym shoes. And then I had a shirt, like a long shirt, and I had a tie on the side.
Oh, I remember
and that
too.
Was my look. You know, like, it was probably like 80s look, and the kids were just wearing 80s looks in the early 90s. I don't know, but I thought I looked cool in it. But that was like my fifth grade look. Seventh grade, I was more like the little skorts.
Okay.
With the medias to the knees.
Yes.
Because that's when I was actually like, okay, I can wear a skirt. Like before then, I was like, ew, I don't want to wear a skirt, you know? The medias to the knees, and then the Mary Janes.
Yes, I had
so
that.
So that was my look in seventh grade-ish, you know? Eighth grade, I think it was more like overalls. I remember like wearing my overalls because I finally got a pair of overalls, and Alvia used to have overalls, so like I used to try to pair up with her. And I think a couple times we all called each other and we're like, let's all wear our overalls, you know. But other than that, I don't remember actually having like a look in eighth grade. Then freshman year, that's when it was like the hip huggers. And freshman year, I wore hip hugger pants. I don't even know what the hell I was thinking, but hip hugger pants, and I had a white shirt that was like the scrunchy material looking shirt.
Yeah.
And then platform shoes.
Yeah. I remember
with the
that.
With the, I don't think the bell
that,
bottoms.
But I remember that. Yes, the bell bottom pants.
Bell bottoms, hip huggers, platform yes. shoes. So I was debating between do I do that like the bell bottom because I have bell bottoms. I'm like, do I do the bell bottoms platform look? I'm like, or do I do like the Adidas when I went through my Adidas phase with like the big Adidas socks, the Adidas ¿cómo se llama? The Adidas the big thick laces.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I bought laces because I wanted to make videos. So I have my Adidas. I have the laces. I think I might do that look. And then like an airbrush shirt.
It depends. If it's hot, I ain't wearing all that. That's a lot. That's a lot of business.
Yeah, but she's got everything. Like we still
well,
yeah,
so,
go you
know,
shopping.
Yeah. So I got everything because of my videos. Like, yeah. So like that's why I know I got to post this so people can start thinking of what they want to do.
Seriously.
But I
was
dressed
like that clueless girl.
Yeah.
Cher.
Yeah.
Like see, that's Cher. I tried that look because I tried to look cool in it, but it just didn't look good on me. But I tried that look. Like, I tried it, you know?
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm not wearing overalls like the friend was. Her name, Ty.
See, and I have overalls, too.
Dude,
so
I look ridiculous.
I have overalls.
Like, no.
So I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I don't look good in them either, but I don't know what look I'm going to go for yet. Mm. I haven't decided yet. So, yeah. So I'm going to do 90s theme. I'm really excited. Anyway, yeah, and I think I'm going to do the boat thing. I'm leaning towards that. I just have to find a good deal, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully by the next episode, I have that all that, you know, down okay. pack. And hopefully the next episode is next week and not, like, in 2 months.
Yeah, I was
going to say,
the next episode.
Lila's birthday.
The next episode will be after her birthday.
We'll tell you what we didn't do.
Yeah, right?
Another fun thing that I'm looking forward to this summer is concerts. Hello. So, I'm really excited that Mas Flow partnered up with Café con Canela Parques to give away some tickets. So unfortunately, this episode will come out on the day that we're announcing the winner for those tickets. But we did post it on our page, so I hope you guys are following our page. And if you're not following our page, shame on you, because you would have known about the concert if you followed the page. But anyway, so we're really looking forward to Mas Flow Reggaeton tickets. They're for this weekend coming up. July 15th, 16th, and 17th. And it's so funny because I literally only know Don Omar and Ivy Queen. Ivy Queen. Y quien más?
Tego Calderon, Zion yeah. Lennox, Nina Sky.
Oh, Nina Sky.
Like,
oh, yeah. Well, I guess I do know some more than just one. But it's just so funny because it reminds me of, like, that reminds me of the clubbing times. Like, that's when I would go clubbing. Like, 2002, 2003, 2004,
stop.
5.
You're making me feel so
like,
old.
That's when it was just like, I remember Don Omar coming on and like, oh, shit, my song is on, you know, let's go out there and dance. And it's just like, oh, good times. good times.
Very
you know?
Good times. I remember all that.
Yeah, so hopefully y'all are participated. Best of luck to the winners. And can't wait to see you there. Let us know if you're going to go out there. If you're going to be out there, let's meet up. We could have a drink together. And yeah, have some fun. Oh, another concert that I just went to. I went to see New Kids on the Block, Salt and Pepper, and Vogue with my daughter. And I had the best time. It was so awesome. The tickets were, like, almost practically on stage. It was, okay, row 18. But pretty much on stage. And I had a great time. Like, I was so ready to go by myself. And the reason for that is because I know I'm very indecisive. So I couldn't really commit to tickets. Clearly, I bought tickets on my way there. Because I'm so...
Shut up, really?
I was driving, and at a red light, I'm like, let me see what tickets are available on SeatGeek or whatever.
Oh, my
God. And I bought them on my way there.
Girl, I can't do that. I bought my tickets probably, like, a year in advance.
Well, see, and here's the thing is that, like, I can't do it because, like, if I would have bought my tickets, I would have bought them for Saturday. I know that I would have bought it for Saturday because Saturday is an easier day, I think.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't have been able to go because it was my goddaughter's birthday party. Mm. Well, it wasn't her birthday. It was her birthday party. So I would have had to sell them. So that's why it's just like I can't buy too far in advance, you know. But also I shouldn't wait till the last minute because then I usually don't end up going.
Mm-hmm.
But this time I wasn't gonna go. I was at I had picture day that day for the Little League, and then I went to Alex's game. So I was sitting with Lila. I'm like, man, I really want to go. And she's like, what, you know, when is it? I was like, today. She's like, you're crazy. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not going to go no more, you know? Then I went on Instagram and I saw that one of my, like, friends, well, one of my people that I follow or were friends with on Facebook was at the concert. I'm like, oh, now I want to go. Like, not because she was there, but it's just because, like, wait, but I could still be there. Like, it doesn't start till 8. And it was 6:30, I think, or 7.
Shut up.
Yeah, so I went home. I told my husband, I'm like, I didn't even shower. I was like, I'm going to go like this. I don't care. I just changed my shirt. I went home. I told my husband, I was like, I'm going to go. And he's like, you're not going to go by yourself. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, no, you're not. He's like, I was like, Lila, she just got, like, they're not going to want to go, like, last minute, like me, you know?
Right.
And then he's like, well, take Ariel. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So
yeah.
I took my daughter and we went and she had a great time. And it was a great show. I got a selfie with Jordan's butt.
Okay.
You know?
Like, all right. I think the last concert I went to was Bad Bunny.
See, and
what was that, like March?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you, I'm like, I wish I was a Bad Bunny fan.
Oh,
because
girl, you're
I would have wanted
out.
To go. But I don't know like,
girl,
him like that, you know?
Out. Well, start listening to it now because he's got another concert in August, and I'm dying to go, but Ryan told me to sit the hell down. You ain't going. I'm like, oh,
all right,
come
on. Okay, how about this? Look, if you buy tickets, I'm telling you, girl, if you buy tickets on SeatGeek the day of, I bought my tickets. I paid with taxes and everything. It came out to like $119 per ticket. Those tickets were going for like $400.
Oh,
like
damn.
When I was on like a Ticketmaster or whatever. Because at that point, they're already just trying to get rid of them. You know, like
that's
it's
true.
The day of.
But see, I can't do that. I can't do day of. I need to plan ahead.
I know, yeah.
Because it takes me how long to get ready? Y'all know that. I was like, it takes me how long? So yeah. No, I can't. I can't do day of. I got to be, at least has to be a week or two.
Okay.
At least.
Well, maybe I'll start listening to his music now.
Yeah, he's got a new album
and,
out.
And they're good. Like, the songs that I hear on TikTok are good, you know?
They are.
Then, yeah, you know, maybe I'll if I find SeatGeek tickets that day, I'll join you.
Yeah, and I really want to go because it's at Soldier Field, too.
Ooh.
Like, I miss Sueños.
Oh! Don't tell me about Sueños.
Sueños. I was so upset.
I was so...
Like, I literally had tickets in my hand, and this man's like, we had just came back from Mexico. He's like, why are you going?
So what did you do with them?
Spend
did
money.
You sell them?
No, I told my cousin. I was like, I'm so sorry. I can't take the tickets after all. So she sold them.
Oh, she sold them?
Yeah.
Well,
she sold them.
So we were on our way to Nashville.
Okay.
And because it was the Bachelorette weekend.
Yeah.
TikTok messages me and they're like, hey, we got two VIP tickets for you for Sueños for this weekend. We left on Thursday, right? Or was it because it was for 2 days?
It was Friday because we were there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we left
Monday. Sueños was the weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, so then yeah, they're like, so it was because I know it was for 2 days, so yeah, and I'm like, I'm on my way to Nashville. They're like, oh, we're sorry. I'm like, but why are they gonna message me like the date before, you know? I'm like,
shut
somebody
up, you buy tickets the day of.
Well, okay, but
like,
they're inviting me.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's I'm like, it's probably some big TikTokers probably couldn't make it last minute. They're like, oh, let me just invite you, Senya. It's all good. I would have taken it if I was here. But I'm like, you know what? I was like, I didn't even know who was participating. I didn't know.
Oh my God.
I'm bad. I know.
Oh my God. Yeah, my cousin, she bought her tickets. Then she got a pair of tickets for free. So she was going to sell her tickets. Mm. But them tickets were what? Going to like $400.
Well, I know that they sold out like right away because my coworkers that are all like in their 20s, they were in a meeting, fucking like. And then they were all like, half of them were mad and half of them were like, what just happened? Like, we just bought tickets and some of us didn't get it. I'm like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, you could have got, if you got them early, I believe you got them like on a payment plan or something.
Yeah.
Something like that. But yeah, but my cousin had them and this man was like, why are you going to go when you spent all this money? We just came back from Mexico. Shut up, mind your business. We can still do this. I'm like, let's just go. And it just didn't happen. But I was upset because I missed everything. I was mad. But I can see his point of view because it's like, you know, now we have a house, shouldn't be spending money stupidly. Yeah. So I was like, all right, whatever. But it wasn't stupid. It was a concert.
I get you.
Right.
Okay, well, there's another concert. I don't know if y'all are up for it or not, but I really want to go see Backstreet Boys. There's this July 29th. I really want to go. And if nothing else comes up that I don't think anything else comes up, I plan on going. Even if I have to buy the tickets that those the day of. So if you want to go, let me know.
What day is that?
July. That's a Friday.
Okay. Let me see.
And they're at Tinley. They're coming to Tinley. So I like Tinley because it has, even the general admission area is pretty decent, you know?
I think I've been there. Is it like the amphitheater?
Yeah, like Hollywood Amphitheater.
Okay. I think I've been there. I think I went to go see Bruno Mars there.
No concerts for you, Lila?
No.
None coming up either?
No.
Really? Why?
Money. I mean, you know what? It's like,
not something that interests me.
Oh.
Yeah. That's, I don't know why this year, like, it's just like, I feel like it's just like a getaway for me. I don't know what it is. Like, no, I don't want to say just this year. The last couple of years, we had a pandemic for the last 2 years, and I was really bummed because the first year of the pandemic, I had one, the summer passes, the summer, like the, for the mega passes for like all the country concerts in the summer. And I was so looking forward to that.
Is that the one that happens up like in?
No, it's here. So basically it's a package. It's
Tinley.
It's in Tinley. Okay. So they give you a pass for like between 5 to 7 concerts every year. I think it's different number of concerts. I don't know. And it's a mega ticket. So okay. you get a ticket for each concert, you know? Mm. So I had one of them on the radio, and then the pandemic happened.
So they're like, sorry, so man, we're taking it back. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, you know what? Even it's just like, I just being in the presence of, like, the music, I think it's just the nostalgia and everything that gets me to. I just love it. I mean, even if I don't drink, like, when I went with my daughter, I had one drink just because I was thirsty, but it was just fun being there, you know? So I want to make a point of either taking my kids more to concerts or going by myself. Fuck it. If Eric don't want, Eric says he'll go, but if he doesn't want to go, I'll go by myself. I don't care.
You'll be out of money. We decided to show Natalie, my niece, how much fun it is to go on vacation. Now the little girl travels more than we do. And I'm like, wait, did you get a job? No, of course not. But yeah, she's got more stamps in her dang passport than I do.
Dang. Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, at least my kids can make they have money in the bank. So I'm like, all right, you want to pay for it? Well, I've been trying to show them that part. Like, all right, this is how much you have. Like, and this is how much this is. Like, do you want to spend everything that you have, like, on this? And they still don't get it. Like, because they'll be like, yeah. I'm like, whatever. Okay. So I don't let them do that. But anyway, yeah, I'm trying. You know, I do have a question, okay, because, like, I know, like, I always look forward to August being, like, a full month of summer where I can plan things. And, like, now, I noticed that they go back to school. I know last year they went back to school in August, not after Labor Day. And I just figured it was because of the pandemic thing. But, like, no, again, this year, they're starting the week before Labor Day. Do you know why they're doing that? Is it just because, like, they're just adding more days, or did they end sooner?
No, I think it took them a while to end, too. It was long.
No, I think they ended sooner. When was the last day of school? It wasn't in the 20s.
14.
Right.
Isn't it always that time?
No, it's usually like the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. It's like really? In the
20s. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But
I guess because my kids, I wouldn't know because obviously when I went to school, it was so long ago, and my kids, it affected their kindergarten first and, you know, well, their preschool, kindergarten, and first, so.
Well, I figured it just had something to do with Well, I don't have kids, so I don't know. But I figured it has something to do with COVID. And, like, the hours that they... I mean, hours, days, whatever. They didn't have enough of that. I don't know.
But, yeah, but I just thought it was weird. I'm like, I didn't realize that they went back to school the week before. Because I was trying to plan a weekend getaway that weekend before the Labor Day weekend. Because the Labor Day weekend, we're having a birthday party. My dad turned 70, dude.
Oh, 70. Wow.
So we're having a 70th birthday for my dad that weekend. So I was like, oh, maybe we can do, like... Like, Great Wolf Lodge or, like, you know, Wisconsin Dells with the kids or something the weekend before. Just to relax by a pool. And then I was like, wait, they go back to school? Like, what
August 22nd.
Yeah, the 22nd. Yeah. That's what I was about to say, the 22nd. Because my dad, too. My dad was saying that they're going to Mexico. And when he goes to Mexico, it's usually in August. Yeah. And it's 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, you do know your kids go back early, right? And he's like, yeah, on the 22nd we'll be back, like, that weekend before they start. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so wow, it's crazy. I mean, I guess whatever. Send them back. No, just playing. No, I can't even complain. My kids started day camp this week, so it's been pretty good. Before that, yeah, they were driving me insane, especially because I was expecting not to work anymore and I decided to continue working. And it's just, I think it's been hard for me because I've realized that I'm the last person from the original team that started there, you know? Everybody else moved on to different jobs and everybody else moved on. But I wasn't planning on getting another job. Like, I was planning on being...
Like, just stopping,
doing social media.
Uh-huh.
Which I could still do, but I'm too scared to, like, let go of that, the security, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the insurance, which I don't even use that much. Well, this week I did use it a lot, I will say.
Yeah.
But, I'm scared of letting go of that security, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, yeah, I'm the last one there from the original team. Like, everybody else moved on. It's just me. I don't know.
Mm.
Like a loser.
No.
No. Oh, but it's cool. It's whatever. But anyway, so yeah, so like that, it's been good that the kids have day camp. So I haven't had to, you know, deal with them. Especially this week, I was sick. I had ear infections and strep throat, apparently. So.
Oh, crap. Are you contagious?
No, I'm not. They said I was not contagious. Like, oh, crap. 24 hours after I started antibiotics, which actually Lila told me to get on antibiotics already if I had them. So I had already started technically antibiotics, although I wasn't taking them correctly.
I remember.
Yes,
I read it.
So either way, I've been on antibiotics like all week. So no, and the swelling went down last night. Mm-hmm. Well, this morning I woke up. I actually could see, like, I feel like the holes are opened. yesterday they were totally shut. I couldn't really hear that well. It felt like I was wearing earmuffs, you know?
Mm.
And the pain has pretty much gone down. Like, it still hurts inside my ear, mm-hmm. like the walls, but not like it was before. Oh, I was in so much pain last week, like so much pain. I cried. I was like, oh my, I felt like a baby. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I just want, I was like, I was looking for my, hydrocodone or whatever they're called.
Yep.
Pills from when I had the surgery because I never took them. I'm like, where the fuck are they?
I need one.
I didn't need them for the surgery, but I need them for this hearing.
No, I know what you mean. I keep mine too. Like, when I had the carpal tunnel surgery a couple times, they gave me I still have it somewhere in the drawer. I'm like, I'm gonna need these suckers one day.
I didn't find them. They're there somewhere, but I'm like, Eric probably sold them and shit.
Stupid, right? Hey, they're worth something somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one thing that we always say that we're going to do, we never do, is, like, we always said we should do, like, a girl's trip or, like, a getaway or whatever. I'm like, I know we were talking about that tubing, what that river tubing thingy is. And Lila sent a link earlier, and I was looking at it, and I'm like, it actually looks kind of fun. Like, I would totally be down for something like that.
I would. My cousins had mentioned it before, but I don't know about going with them. I'm scared. No, I'm just kidding. No.
And basically, you carry another raft that carries, like, your drinks and stuff, right?
I believe so.
I think they have little rafts with coolers.
And then, yeah, you just tie them all together kind of thing?
Yeah,
or?
I guess. I don't know.
I had a friend that does that every year in Michigan, whatever.
My cousins go. It seems like they go every year. Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% sure, but when they go, it looks like fun.
I don't know. Lila, did you look to see, like, how long that one is? How many hours? Like, I know they used to do, like, an 8-hour one. I'm like, there's no way No. I could do 8 hours. There is no way. Like,
oh, well, it says here it's $25. I don't know if it's per person or how that works. Uh-huh. 3 mile float, $25. 6 mile float, $30. And it's $20 for cooler tubes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We literally just need one cooler tube.
Yeah. Because y'all don't drink. Okay.
Like, just depends on the size of the group.
Yeah. Yeah, but like if we, like we should look into it. I would be down for that. That'd be fun.
Definitely want to start with the 3 mile one. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go get too crazy and do 6 mile.
Yeah, and then we'll be like, what the hell?
Right.
Well, then and you're, yeah, you're out in the sun drinking. Like, yes. Oh my God. Yeah.
Like, I know I want to get tanned because, mm-hmm, believe it or not, I went to Mexico and I came back looking the same. That sun was too hot. It was giving me a rash. I had to stay out of it. And now it's just like summer's over and I got no tan.
No, stop saying summer's over.
It's not over yet.
I know. Barely July 10. I know.
The other day I went to the beach and actually, I mean, I didn't enjoy it like because I hate sand, but I didn't go in the water so I didn't get too much sand on me. Mm-hmm. But actually, I was like, I wouldn't mind going coming out here and bringing the kids and just like laying out there and tanning. I went by Rainbow Beach. Nobody there. Perfect. I mean, there was some people there, but it was like great.
Really?
Yes. It's beautiful there, too. It's beautiful. Like, right where on Lakeshore Drive, where the buses turn into?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's like...
We biked down that way, but I've never really looked at the beach. We just went, like, through the street or
there's
whatever,
probably, like, the in the parking lot, there was a couple cars blasting music. Like, it was cool. Like, they had somebody making ices out there. And then they grill, like, in the parking lot or whatever. But, like, the beach was, like, spacious. Like, there was a lot of space, not a lot of people. It was great. I liked
it. See, what was it last week?
It was clean.
Was it last week or the week before? I told Brian, I was like, I'm going to get things so in case we decide to go to the beach, we can go. We never went. The stuff is still all there because I've been wanting to go. Like, yeah. I'm not a fan of getting in the water, but I just want to go out there, just relax, tan a little bit. It still didn't happen. I was like, dude, you could sleep there. I don't care. I was like, let's just go. Yeah. But no, it didn't happen.
Yeah, it was cool. We could plan a
beach day?
A beach day. We gotta plan a beach day, and we gotta plan a tubing day, and we gotta plan a couple's dinner date so we can have them wear the same shirts. I've been wanting to do that.
Brian's gonna be like, what the
So many
fuck?
Things to plan. Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine? They look at each other like,
what just happened here?
Yeah, like, Eric would be like, dude, seriously? What the hell are you, like,
this y'all just got set up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's funny.
That'd be cool. Well, ladies, I had a good time. I'm glad. This was kind of like a last-minute recording.
An improv.
Improv, yes. So, sorry if we're all over the place. Sorry if we didn't talk about anything. Sorry if we talked about everything. I don't know. But, you know, we just wanted to say hi. And I also wanted to say we appreciate you so much. I've gotten so many messages from people asking, like, when our next episodes are coming up. And it's great to see the love, and it's great to see that you guys look forward to hearing from us. And that just pushes me more. So I'm going to say I'm going to make more of an effort because it's on me. I'm the slacker. I'm the one that, like, waits till the last minute, is never in the mood. So, you know, so, like, I am going to make it more of an effort to record more. So we could get more episodes out there. And then let us know what you want to hear from us. Before we go, let's do a quick game. I know last time we did Would You Rather, right? Or was it this or that? Sorry, guys. Real quick interruption. Mama did not just call me right now to ask me if I use the book bag that she gave me for my laptop.
Because she doesn't see you carrying it.
But I'm literally using it right now. I use it every day, Mom. I use it every day. I carry my laptop every day.
Just give it back.
I work from home. I am going to give it back. Now I feel bad. Now I feel like I got to give it back. So now I'm going to go to the Melaluca website.
It was just
website.
A question.
And I'm going to buy a whole new one to give to her because this one's already like, I got candy in the bottom of it and it's all dirty because I use it every day.
Don't give her back a dirty used book
exactly,
bag.
Exactly.
Okay?
So now I'm going to buy her a new one to give it back to her because I know she needs one now, clearly.
No, she does not need one.
She doesn't.
She said your dad needed it.
Just wants to make
but
sure you're using it. Right.
Yeah. She just wants to make sure it's not going to, it's not sitting in your closet.
Right.
Dust.
She must know something about you.
Gotta that's love she my asked. Mother. I know, right? Well, because when she gives me clothes, that's one thing is like, when she gives me clothes, no, I'm not going to wear it because most likely I'm not going to like it. Like, if they're not leggings, I'm not going to like it. Like, I don't even want to say in a t-shirt because I don't even know what the t-shirt is. My mom will buy me, like, a shirt that she would wear. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry, no. I'm like, unless I'm going to wear it for my videos as you. Then yes, I'll take it.
Right. Like, I need this prop.
I have a couple of shirts that my mom gave me that I use the best for my videos with my mom. Like, ma.
That's probably the reason why she buys them for you. Like, you better make me look good in those videos.
Oh, my God. Like, mom, turning 40, not 60. Jesus.
Yeah, right?
I want to get Botox for the first time. So if y'all have any recommendations, I know that Lila has one for me that somebody gave her. So I'm going to look into that one to see. If not, then let me know.
Now you're making me think maybe I need Botox too.
Dude, well, this lady was telling me that we're supposed to get Botox before we need it. Because the point of Botox was supposed to be like to kind of like secure your face position at the moment kind of thing. Like, so like, do you want to get it before you actually need it? Like before the wrinkles and stuff. But I already have the wrinkles. So, I don't know, whatever.
I don't have wrinkles. I have laugh lines.
See, I have angry lines. I have bitch face lines, you know? Like, right here. Anyway.
Now I'm just staring. I keep pointing at it. I'm like, where is it?
Oh, my God. Okay, game time. Hold on. We are going to play a fun game of fuck, marry, kill. Okay, oh, fine. Okay. We'll do bang, marry, kill. It sounds nicer, right? Okay.
I don't like the word bang either.
Okay.
Okay, whatever.
Can we just go with sleep with? Bang.
Sleep with, marry, kill. Guys, fuck, marry, kill. This is an explicit episode, okay? Okay, who wants to go first?
Me.
Okay. And since you're going first, as I'm doing her, look for an option for me, okay? Sure. All right. Who would you fuck, marry, kill? Seth Rogen, Jason Segel, or is it Jason Segel? Paul Rudd.
Ew, kill them all.
Oh, shit. Paul Rudd is the top dog. But would I just want to fuck him and leave him, or do I want to spend my life with him? I'm not a big Seth Rogen fan. I mean, I like him. He's funny, but I don't want to do him. Oh, shit. And who's the other one?
Jason Segel or Jason Segel?
Yeah. Who is that?
He's the guy from,
I'm gonna do, oh, God, okay. Don't judge me.
He's this guy.
Yeah, kill them all.
No.
I already know who I would do for them,
I think Jason, I'd do, Seth, I'd kill, and who's the last one?
Paul.
Oh, yes, Paul, I would marry.
See, I would have gone with, yes, Seth I'd kill. I would have gone the opposite way. I would have gone with Paul I'd fuck. And Jason I'd marry. Because he seems like he'd be a fun husband.
But so does Paul.
That's true.
Paul Rudd seems like, and yeah. I would like to do him for the rest of my life.
Oh, that's true. That too.
That's why I'm like, Jason, like, I don't want to spend my life with
can
him.
Can I get new people?
Can I get new people? She's going to look some for me right now. But let me get you. Okay, what you said to give her?
I'm like, can I get some good ones? Number. I need variation. Not just white people.
Oh, these are all girls.
16?
Yeah? Okay. This is going to be funny.
You don't even know.
You don't know.
I know, okay. But I can imagine.
Which one would you sleep with, marry, or kill? Chandler Bing, Joey Tribbiani, or Ross Keller?
I hate you guys. I don't want to listen to their conversations for the rest of my life. I'd probably just sleep with them all and call it a day.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
It's over with.
Really?
Yeah.
I would definitely kill Ross. Shut the fuck up. I think I would bang Joey and marry Chandler.
See, and I think I would probably want to marry Ross.
Because he talks a lot.
He seems like he'd be a good husband, but I can't stand him.
Right.
See, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I don't know. Like,
I'd say, whatever, sleep with him, get rid of him, that's it.
That was not the option.
I know, but those are my options because I don't want to stay with them.
Give me good ones. Give me
and
good
I don't want to kill nobody. Well, no, I'm sorry. I killed all your guys. Never mind.
Okay, I want to do a good one for you.
Do you need more time so I can pause it?
Oh, and I did ask for variation. Y'all give me nothing but white guys. What the hell is that?
Actually, I think I gave Lila just white guys, too.
Yeah.
But you know what? Comics. Okay, if we actually had time to actually think about it, I would have got a good one
for you.
Okay.
El Chavo del Ocho.
Fuck, marry, or kill. This one is going to be, I think, kind of difficult. Ready? Adam Levine, Jared Leto, or Justin Timberlake? I mean, and Justin Timberlake.
Now, listen. I hate Justin now because of what he did to Britney.
Oh, my God.
But I still bang
him. I know, right?
I still bang him. Who was the second one?
Jared Leto. Leto, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He's so hot. Really? You don't think he's hot?
No.
I think he's so hot. Yeah.
I would probably marry Jared Leto.
But he's a weirdo.
Oh, my God. But I'm kind of weird, too, no?
No.
Unless you were weird together. Oh, man, that was hard. Adam, who was the first one? Adam Levine?
Yeah.
Is he the guy from
Room 5?
Room 5, okay. I don't know why I was thinking of the other.
Who? I'm like, Zach Levine? He's a basketball player.
No, Adam, somebody else. Lambert or something.
Adam Lambert?
Or somebody.
The one with the kid with the makeup?
So I think that I would, I think that I would, yeah, you know what? No, I really dislike Justin. I think maybe I'll kill Justin. I'd bang Jared, and I'd marry Adam Levine.
Yes.
Because he sing to me. And I like that.
Like lullabies?
But so can
like
Justin lullabies. Timberlake.
Yeah, but I really like, dislike Justin. Like, I you know what? A young me definitely would have gone for it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, now that I'm older, now that I've seen how they treated Britney, like, he really did her wrong. And I don't think he treats what's-her-name right. Like, he cheated on Jessica. Like, I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people cheat. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people cheat. I don't like him. Like, I feel like he's not a good person. Like, I don't think that we would get along at all. You know, at all. I'd probably fucking end up killing him myself.
There you go.
Can I get a do-over?
No, I'm a Leo.
Can I get a do-over?
No, I'm a Leo and I'm not a serial killer. There's no Leo serial killers, so I would just, you know.
You want a different one,
Karina?
I
Sanji
sure
to
do.
Yeah, give her another one.
Yeah, Sanji was the straight killer.
Damn.
Yeah, did you see the list?
No.
Was it Libras or Virgo? What is she?
Virgo.
I'm like, dang. Where was this list? Did I miss it?
I posted it in the stories.
Oh.
I didn't see it. Sanji shared it with me.
And there was no Scorpio, though.
No, there wasn't.
I was like, see, because Leos and Scorpios, we may be crazy, but we're not stupid. We ain't going to get caught. We're not going to give you the attention,
hey,
motherfucker.
I see.
We're not
going to
have
time.
Nobody.
I ain't getting caught.
Like, I'm not going to have anybody pitying your ass because I killed you. Poor him. Fuck no. Fuck no. Poor me.
Oh, my God.
All right. Ready? Karina, let's see.
Better be good, Leela.
We're gonna do. Chris Humphries.
Who the hell is that?
Kanye.
Oh, fuck you! I am not Kim Kardashian's people.
No.
Forget it. I'll stick with the first ones that came out.
What happened? Which one was it?
She gave me all the Kardashians.
Oh, Kardashians.
Chris Humphries, Kanye, and Pete Davidson.
Oh.
I'm like, That's all right. I'll stick with my first.
Give her another one. Kanye got money, but I wouldn't want to be involved
I
with
can't
him.
Deal with him.
No.
So he would definitely be killed.
I think Chris Humphries would be a good bang.
He was nice too. I think I would probably marry him and just bang Pete.
Pete seems like he'd be fun. See, Pete, I think because
he seems like a damn clown.
Yeah, but right, I think that him and me, like, because like I love the performing and stuff. Like, I think that we would vibe better.
Uh huh.
Because you know, like
bugs.
But then I was like, would it be competition? You know. Would it be competition with me and Pete?
Yeah, right.
Like, you got Saturday Night Live, I want Saturday Night Live.
Right. Oh, you think you're the funny one?
Yeah, so.
That's funny.
Okay, find her one more. Do one more.
Oh, okay.
I'm like being so picky.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. See? Karina's a picky one.
Yes, I am.
Give me three options. That's all I need.
Oh, see, this one would be a good one for Yesenia, but not for you, Karina.
Which one?
Let's see. Give it to Yesenia. Give it. Let's see.
Ryan Gosling,
mm-hmm.
Ryan Reynolds,
oh.
and Ryan Phillippe.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I am marrying Ryan Reynolds.
Yep.
He's hilarious. I love him.
He's so handsome.
And then Ryan Gosling and Ryan Phillippe.
I'm sorry, last one. Phillippe yeah, would I'm be
killing
and
him.
Sleep with the other one.
But I'm being Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
Okay.
I like that one. Yes.
Yeah.
I gotta think of a good one too for Karina.
Musicians. For musicians will have a variety, possibly. Or do you want basketball players?
I don't know basketball.
But there's variety.
Yeah, I don't know basketball.
It's your type of variety.
Yeah. So let's
see. Okay, fine. Fuck it. Fuck, marry, kill. Thor. Iron Man.
Huh. Or Bad Bunny.
Oh, fuck you.
I don't want to do Iron Man, though, but okay.
I would marry Iron Man.
Yeah.
I was going to say that I'd marry Iron Man. Because he's smart and he got money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love the way he talks. I just love it. Like,
and, oh my God. Girl. I'd kill Thor and sleep with Bad Bunny.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe if I was a Bad Bunny fan. But yeah, I don't know. Thor all day, baby. No, just saying. All right, well, ladies, this was a great time. I had a blast. Glad we did this. Hopefully, again, we'll do it again this weekend or this week or whenever. And yeah,
I said about this weekend if you guys are at Mass Flow.
Well, we could still do it after the fest. Or maybe we could go live from there if you go with us. You want to go with us? I have a Sunday ticket. You want a Sunday ticket?
We'll see. We'll discuss that later.
Okay. Or I have a Friday ticket or a Sunday ticket, whichever ticket you want. Let me know. Hasta la próxima.
Until next time.
Bye.
Oh, we have to.
Yes.
Okay. Cheers. Cheers. Coffee with cinnamon. Café con cinnamon.